the incredible Shays staff, neighbors, partners, and supporters for a century, Shays has been one of the great civic treasures in Western New York. There is no greater champion for Buffalo other than our governor, Kathy Hochul. Through all the changes our city has seen over the past 100 years, Shays has stood as a symbol for what Buffalo is at its very best: vibrant, creative, and connected. But building this magical place endures for a century. It doesn't happen by accident. Shays has been a labor of love, built, preserved, and treasured by the people of this community and the people of this institution. The bricklayers and the steel workers who laid the foundation, the friends of the Buffalo Theater who saved Shays from the wrecking ball in the 1970s, not once, not twice, but three times. The countless volunteers who restore Shays and continue to support its operations, and our governor, Kathy Hochul, whose leadership and support makes Shays Buffalo Theater expansion possible. Over the past year, we have moved from design to construction with a sense of purpose and urgency, because we know how important Shays expansion project is to our patrons, with more lobby space, additional points of service, 60 new restroom fixtures, 3 high-speed, large-capacity elevators, bringing Shays to new heights. And when Shays grows, when Shays is active, all of downtown Buffalo is active. Because when you invest in the arts, you invest in people, neighborhoods, and the economic vitality of this good city. Last week, we announced that the Broadway shows, Bonavista Social Club and Harry Potter, will be teching and launching their national tours here, meaning that those shows will be built literally on this stage before it goes out to tour. That will bring in more than 100 members of cast, crew, and the creative team to Buffalo for nearly a month, staying in hotels, eating at our restaurants, and supporting local jobs. And that is happening because of Governor Hochul's strong support for the musical and theatrical production tax credit. Construction begins now, and over the next 20 months, a new building will rise beside this historic theater, opening the doors for the next century and the next generation of patrons at Shays. Thanks to Governor Kathy Hochul's leadership and support, Shays will be more vibrant, welcoming, and accessible for generations to come. So it is my great honor to welcome a true champion for Buffalo and for the arts, my friend and our governor, Kathy Hochul.
Thank you, everyone. You know, it kind of brings back a memory of me hating to ever have to speak after Brian Higgins. We were both members of Congress. He's so eloquent, and he just nails it every time. And so, Brian, so great to see you once again. And, you know, I think you mentioned bricklayers and steelworkers. Your father was a bricklayer. My father was a steelworker. I think they'd be very surprised and honored to see the positions we've ascended to because of the way they taught us about the value of hard work, and certainly our mothers had a strong influence as well. So it's great to be back in Buffalo and to stand in this extraordinary, extraordinary masterpiece. And you use the word magical. That's the other word I always associate with this. When you walk in here, you feel you're transformed into a different space. And certainly when you leave after whatever performance you have chosen to see, you are far better for it. You've opened your eyes to new thoughts and possibilities. New music is singing in your heart as well. And so this is a place that we must fight to ensure that's here for many, many years to come. You know, I was reading up the history. When Shays opened for the first time over 100 years ago, there were 25,000 people lined up around the streets because they were told that this was going to be on par with the great palaces of Europe, not just elsewhere in this country, but Europe, and they were not disappointed. It has been home to so many performances, starting with vaudeville performers and singers on stage, Dionne Warwick and David Bowie, and you could go through all the other great, great people who graced the stage. Not to mention which it also hosts 43 North every year and gives it the, you know, the pizzazz and the gravitas that only this place can give it. So as we announce our winners every year, I've so enjoyed coming back. But you mentioned the musical musical production tax credit. That has changed the trajectory of the industry of performances in our state from Broadway to Buffalo, because we're in competition. We're in competition with, for a time being, it was New Jersey, and Toronto, and Georgia, and now the stages of London, where many productions are starting there and investing the money and all the workers and the creativity that goes into creating a performance and then bringing it back here. So I knew we needed to be competitive. I knew I had to stand up. And I'll tell you right now, there's a lot of opposition that I'm having to stand down, because I know that this is an experience that also supports the livelihoods of so many people. You know, the people who make the costumes and the carpenters who build the stage and the electricians and the talent that's all part of every production. It is a massive undertaking. And as someone who's been here countless times, I also, when I get a few minutes in New York City, I slip into performances. I was just at a show last week, and I have such an appreciation for what is involved in creating a performance. But also, it's a place of creating memories. And I don't know how old I was, but I was pretty young when my parents brought me here to see the film Sound of Music. And I don't think this is the rerun. This might have been the first showings of this, so way, way, way back. And my family didn't have a lot of money, so it was a real treat when we could come here every couple of years or so. They had to save up the money. But I remember my whole family coming to see Mamma Mia. We occupied the top row, I guarantee it. But the electricity that I felt as a young person and that carried with me my whole life, and why I'm so proud to be able to be someone who can help you achieve what you're looking to achieve here, Brian, and it is your vision that's been instilled in the knowledge of always believing that Buffalo can do better. Buffalo can do better, and our cultural institutions can do better. And it is drivers of change like you that point the way to the rest of us. And I'm happy to follow your vision and the vision of your board of directors and Jim Egan and all the people who care so deeply about this. And certainly the great support of our county executive, Mark Polenkowers, and our elected leaders who understand what this is. But I've also been to a lot of communities across upstate New York where the theaters have closed down. They have closed, and we're trying to bring them back. And many of them were all built around 100 years ago, is that grand era of building. And we need to keep that up and make those investments today. So I'm proud to announce an additional $5 million, which gets us up to $18.5 million investment from the state to make this become a reality. So. Thank you. Brian, you showed me pictures of this a few months ago, and you had me at hello, by the way. I will not go through all the descriptions of all the amenities that you're talking about in the building, but what caught my attention is a mom who brought a little girl here, 60 more bathroom fixtures. Okay, hallelujah for all the parents who've had to wait with a little girl. And you don't want to be missing the show, but, you know, and also, you're writing the next chapter for the theater district. You know, it has had some highs and it's had some lows. And as we continue to make investments in downtown Buffalo, which I will say is still recovering from the pandemic, which started 6 years ago. You know, the remote work took a real hit on downtown and it hurt the vitality of restaurants. And now we have, you know, then we had inflation and now we have tariffs. I've been going around the state talking about the impact of tariffs on restaurant owners and the price of coffee going up 50% and the products that they need to bring in. And now, well, when you just don't think it can get any worse, the cost of gasoline, which transports all the goods to the restaurants, is now going up. And so the costs just keep going up and up and up. And so that's why it's important that even during these difficult times, you know, going way back when people still made investments through the Great Depression, they still believed that our cultures must endure the tough times because there is light at the end of the tunnel. We will get through this. We always do. And in the next few years when this is completed, hopefully our economy has stabilized and people can feel a little more of a sigh of relief than what they're feeling right now. But these are difficult times. And so to all those who are part of this incredible ecosystem and the entertainment industry and the people who believe in downtown Buffalo, this is a great day for all of us. And I could not be prouder to share this with Brian Higgins, because, you know, it's a celebration of mind and soul and spirit that is just also uplifted when you come to this place and walk out. It's a real, real gem. And I will say, as someone who spends a lot of time, like I said, in New York City, my job requires it, I get to brag a little bit because I think the largest theater in New York City, the Gershwin Theater, is about 2,000 seats. I've got 3,000 in my hometown in Buffalo. I'm not bragging about the Buffalo Bills and the Sabres. I'm bragging about Shays. And so they kind of have had a lot of, you know, had enough of me bragging about my hometown. But Buffalo was overlooked as the jewel that it is for far too long. And as people like Brian when he was a congressman, and I worked on that effort, and I'll continue to elevate it through our collective efforts to let people know this is an extraordinary place to have a business, raise a family, and enjoy the finest we can imagine in arts and culture starting right here at Shays. So happy 100th anniversary, Shays. And thank you very much for accepting the money. And Brian? So I have this really nice proclamation. Mark, do you want to come up and we'll do the proclamation? County executive. Now, I am a good enough politician to know there's not a soul who wants me to read this whole thing now. But if you want to overrule me, we can take a vote on it. Okay, I think we're good. But this just acknowledges the extraordinary contributions over the last 100 years of this masterpiece. And I want to thank you for being the steward of it for the next 100.
Thank you very much.
Right. Thank you, Mark. I'll hold that for you.
Okay.
So let's raise the curtain on the future of Shays. Let's take a look at what it's going to look like.
Elevate Shays. The next act begins now.
Everybody look around, cause there's a reason to rejoice, you see. Everybody come out, and let's commence the singing joyfully.
Everybody look up, and from the hope that we've been waiting on. Everybody's glad, because the silent fear and dread is gone. The freedom you see, it's got our hearts singing so joyfully. Just look about, you owe it to yourself to check it out.
Everybody be glad,
because
the sun is shining just for us.
Everybody come,
Please welcome the governor back to sign her ticket to see Suffs that will go in Shay's time capsule. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That concludes today's program.
Pulitzer and Hearst, they think we're nothing. Are we nothing?
No!
Pulitzer and Hearst, they think they got us.